This is the ocean that sometimes divides into four parts, and there are different sections within each of these four divisions. Originally, in Bhaktivedanta Siddhanta, the ocean is divided like a watery ocean, in east, west, north, and south, while the subsections within these different divisions are called waves. As in the ocean, there are always different waves, either on the eastern side, the western side, the northern side, or the southern side. So similarly,
Bhakti-rasamrita-sindhu. It's asked to us. We have thought that the translation makes the Rupa-sama. But the Rupa-sama is purpose is to present the ocean of bhakti-rasa. Rasa means mellow. The juice. It is like ocean. This ocean has limitations, but that is unlimited. Anandamudi Vardhanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this ocean is increased. Now, this material ocean, it has got limit. It cannot increase unlimited. That is not possible. Otherwise, how we could build these houses on the beach? No, it is ordered not to come forward beyond this line. But the spiritual bliss, that ocean, is increased. Ananamudhi-bhajanam. That is the difference between spiritual bliss and material enjoyment. Material enjoyment is limited. You cannot enjoy unlimited. That is not possible. If for 2 seconds, for 2 minutes, or for 2 hours, then it becomes itself. That is it. Material. Okay, spiritual enjoyment, spiritual bliss is different. That is simply increase. So, therefore in the Shastra it is said, Ramante Yogina Anante. Those who are yogis, Bhakta Yogi, they enjoy and live. Ramante Yogina Anante. And that is Satya Anande. That Ananda bliss is real. This is artificial. This is Paramahansa reflection. I have several times explained that the love appears between Krishna and others. That is fact. There is no image. It all they are enjoying. Radharani is enjoying the company of Krishna, and Krishna is enjoying. Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhagiti Allahini Shakti. That is Krishna's pleasure potential. And Krishna is eternal, Krishna's greater potency is also eternal. So, real love, Radha Krishna, or Krishna the gopi, or Krishna and the coward boys, Krishna and Yasodhara, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna and Krishna's servants, Krishna and Krishna's trees, Krishna and Krishna's water, Krishna and Krishna's flower, Krishna and Krishna's town, everything is done. That is it. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pradibhavita Vistarita Yeva Nijarupa Tayapada. Krishna's enjoyment means Krishna's expansion. It's like in Bhagavata, you know, when Krishna's coward boys, cups and cows were stolen by Brahma, Krishna again expanded himself in the similar forms so that the mother of the cowherd boys, the mother of the calves, they may not feel separation. Krishna immediately reflects. That is Krishna. So, the blissful enjoyment with Krishna, it is unlimited. That is called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rasayana Amrita. Amrita, that is not dying. That is not possible. One was not material in jhana. It is not possible. But, because we are preaching the Tathagata, they still have persisted, yes. This is the difference. You will feel more and more enthusiasm. In material world, the more you walk, you feel tired. And in spiritual world, the more you walk, you will feel enthusiasm. That is called ānanda-mudhi-vardhana. That is the test. If our workers are feeling tired, then that means he is working material. And if he is feeling enthused more and more, that is his working system. Ānanda-mudhi-vardhana. That is the spiritual test. Paramante yogina anante satyanande chidatmani. That is chidatmani. That is spiritual, not material. So here we are trying to enjoy material. So how can we have it? That is not possible. Materially we cannot be happy. Therefore Bhagavad Gita gives us indication. Sukham atyantikam yat tat otindriya grahyam. If you want happiness is our prerogative. Happy individual soul, happiness. Because Krishna is sat-chit ananda vigraha. Eternal, blissful, ananda blissful, deep knowledge, and sat eternal. That is Krishna. Sat chit ananda vigraha. Ishara parama Krishna sat chit ananda vigraha. Vigraha means form, but not this form. Those who have no knowledge about Krishna, they are thinking Krishna is Maya. These bhaktas, they are worshipping the Maya form. Their philosophy is when Krishna comes, when God comes, he takes a material form. No, that's not that. Krishna says, Sambhavami Atmamaya. Sambhavami Atmamaya. Atmamaya means chief potency. These Mayavadi philosophers, they have no information that chief potency. That is Allah Nishwati, that is Radhana. They have got experience of this material potency, external essence, Durga. But they have no information of the chief potency. Therefore, they think that Krishna appears in the form of Maya. It's that here for this body, material body, this is gift by the Maya. Prakite kriyamana nikunai karmani sarva. Ahankara vimura atma bhakta amiti mannate karanam gunasanga asta satasat janmajyoti. Karana. We are getting this body according to our association with the different modes of material nature. But Krishna has nothing to do with this material nature. Material nature is controlled by, and we are controlled by the material. That is the difference. He is controller, and we are controlled. They do not understand. They think that if I make null void these conditions of control, then I become uncontrolled. That's like the philosophy voiding or suicide, I am feeling some pain in my body. If I think that let me commit suicide, then the pain will go away automatically. That is void yoga. The killing oneself, apaha, now because they have no understanding that killing this body does not mean killing yourself. That is their ignorance. In the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said, na hannate hannamane sarire. That these rascal things, that if I suicide, if I commit suicide, and just have a knife on my throat, then all my pains are clear and finished. No. That is not. You will be put into more pain and pain than pleasure. Sometimes you will have to accept. Why accept? It is certain. The ghostly body. Because Krishna has given me. Or Maya gives under the creation of Krishna a certain type of body for enjoying, for a certain span of life. You cannot finish it. If you disregard it, then if you commit suicide, the result will be that you will not be allowed to accept another material body. You will have to remain in the subtle body, that is ghost. Ghostly life means one who has misused this life, this body, and by his whims he has killed this body. He becomes ghost. That means he will have to suffer for so many days. Then he will get another material body. Therefore there is Shraddha ceremony. The Shraddha ceremony means, supposing my father or my relative has not gone yet, again gross body, this Shraddha ceremony will help him to get another one. Because without this gross body, the ghostly body is very troublesome, because he wants to enjoy something, but he has no instrument to enjoy. So therefore he creates, the ghost creates trouble. Sometimes captures somebody to fulfill his desire, and the man becomes ghostly haunted. There are so many subtle sciences. What do they know, the so-called sciences? They are simply falsely proud, taking account of the small duration of life for 10, 20 years, 50 years, that has no significance. They do not. Anuladhapan vairuponiyamana. And still, they are becoming guides, they are becoming samis, they are becoming gurus, they are becoming fathers, they are becoming government. How people can be happy? Everyone is unlocked, blind. There are no gaps, no knowledge, and misleading. So, this Anandamati Vada, you can have unlimited ananda. But because you have falsely tried to enjoy through this material body, therefore, you are becoming confused and frustrated. That they do not know. They think, I've got this material body, I've got some senses. Let me enjoy these senses to the best possible. And you cannot do it, because it is false. It is not real. Real sense is, unless you feel sensation, that sensation, consciousness, is there, because the spirit soul is there. Otherwise there is no sensation. And unless you feel sensation, there is no reality. So, this bodily enjoyment is false. Real enjoyment of the spirit. Therefore it is said, Ramante Jogina Anante. They want to enjoy life with Ananta, Krishna. They want to become friend of Krishna. They want to become lover of Krishna. They want to become servant of Krishna. They want to become father of Krishna. They want to become mother of Krishna. The same thing, as we are vicariously enjoying in this material, the same thing is there, spiritual life. That is Krishna explaining. When he appears on this earth, he practically shows how we can enjoy also with him. That is the knowledge. Practical manifestation. But we are not getting to that. We are telling this Vrindavan Lila of Krishna. Krishna is Maya, Vrindavan is Laya. Now, simply place your nose and think of something impersonal. That is what. That is all. It is bad. Raman says, unless you are many varieties, there cannot be any other. Raman says, Yogina, Raman says this very word. One is engaged. He is called Viti Rama Pade Nasu, Para Brahma Itya Vidya. This is the meaning of Rama. Rama, Krishna, Radha Rama, Radha Madhava. So, this science has to be understood. We are everyone, we are for happiness. Ananamaya Vyasa, we are spiritual soul, spiritual spark. However, life is ananda, satchidananda, eternal life, blissful life, boom, knowledge, life of knowledge. But we are put into this material condition, which is ignorance, miserable, and temporary. Just all right. Instead of having eternal, blissful, knowledgeable life, we have got this body, which is non-eternal, non-permanent, and always miserable in condition, and not blissful. Always miserable, and we always ignore. That's the opposite. So, Krishna is not like that. If we think of Krishna like that, then it is a mistake. Then, Mayavadityasapa, they are thinking of Krishna like that. The Krishna is like me. Abhijananti man mura. They are rascals, mura. They are thinking there is something above Krishna. Therefore they are mura. Abhijananti man mura. Manasintona manasintona. Because they have no knowledge. Parambhava abhijananta. They do not know the parambhava. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, they have no idea, they have no knowledge. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is therefore giving them the real knowledge. Krishna, how he is enjoying, how he is joyful. Ananda Chinmaya Sarvabhutabhi. Annani yasya sakalendriya vittimanti, vashtanti, panti, kalayanti, chinam, yaganti. Ananda chinimaya sadhu ujjala vigrahasa. Ananda sadh ujjala vigra. It's not ordinary vigra like this. They have got bitter experience of this vigra, of this form. Therefore they want to make God impersonal. Must be opposite. They have got this bitter knowledge that getting this body, we are suffering so much. Therefore, the God must be without them. That's opposite. This is also material thinking. Thinking in a negative way. But they have no knowledge. They say, God has body. But that is completely spiritual. It has nothing to do with the material body. They cannot think of spiritual body. So the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is teaching people how you can enjoy in the ocean of blissfulness. That is Bhakti Rasamrita. So Rupa Goswami is dividing. It's like the sea has got east, west, north, south. Similarly, he is dividing the ocean of nectaring. in four divisions, and as there are waves in the ocean, so there are different chapters. That means he is dividing the Bhaktivedanta book in four parts, and in each part there are different chapters. That is it.
In the first part, there are four ways. The first being the general description of devotional service.
Yes. The first part, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the first way is what is the meaning of bhakti? What is the meaning of bhakti? It is very scientific. First of all, he will explain what we mean by bhakti. Then,
the second concerns the regulative principles for executing devotional service.
Yes. Because as soon as you know the business, then you can talk out your activities. If you do not know what is the business, then how can you work? That is second way. Then?
And the third way, devotional service
in ecstasy. Yes. Then when you become expert in devotional service, then you come to the spiritual platform. You see, let's say, Ananda Amuti Vardhanam. Otherwise, how you get into jail? That is the test. That is the test. In the material platform, you are one working, you feel tired, and you try to retire from it. But the spiritual platform is, as you are engaged in spiritual activities or devotional service, you become clean. Evam prasanna manasu bhagavata bhakti yoga. Prasanna manasu. As you prolong, execute devotional service, bhagavata bhakti yoga, prasanna manasu, you become joyful. Because that is your nature. At the present moment, although I am spirit soul, my nature is to become jolly, ananda. But because I am covered by this material nature, my joyfulness has practically disappeared, or I am trying to enjoy life through this material body. That is my question. So, if you engage yourself in devotional life, the first engagement is this one, hearing. It is not difficult. And you don't have to go anywhere. Srinatam Sadhara Krishna. Krishna is within you. If you kindly hear about Krishna, that is the first business. Sravana. If you kindly hear about Krishna, unfortunately, even we do not get time to hear about it. So, Krishna is within you. Krishna is within you, and as soon as Krishna sees that now we are very much eager to hear about him. The first is Sinnatam Sapatha Krishna. Punna Sama Kirtana. And the hearing about Krishna is Punna. Even if you do not understand, because hearing about Krishna means you are hearing the sound Krishna. That sound Krishna will purify. This is the Dharma Mahārāja. By Maharaj, if somebody will write some article, you will hear, he will simply see how many times there is Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Then he'll pass. Yes, he's all right. Because there are so many times Krishna enters, it is already nice. But that is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tadbhava Vishankat Janatava Viplava Jasmin Prati Slupam Avadra Vastati Namani Nantasya Jasam Kitanija Sinnanti Gayanti Ghinanti Sādhu. Tadbhava Vishankat Janatava Viplava. that type of literature which is describing Krishna. Namani anantasya jato ankitani jato jatra, in which, in that literature, that simply there is glorification of the Ananta, the Supreme Lord. Not dry philosophy, simply jugglery of it. That is garbage. So, that's not that kind of literature. Any literature, simply trying to describe the glories of the Ananta. Jaso amki jaso. Amki tani jaso. Sinanti, Sayanti, Gilanti, Sarava. Those who are sadhu, those who are devotees, they hear that research. They hear that research. Otherwise, another, the next part, I forget now. That bias of heat comes. That is the discussion, bias of ita, pusanti manasa. So this kind of literature, even if it is not properly grammatically correct, tadbhāga viṣatka janatāga viplaga yatmin prati slokam avatha, that in its writing Sanskrit slow, it requires very high education. It is not that, whatever I write, 3 miles online, two lines and not. There is some metric system, chanda, so sahita. So, Sukadeva Goswami said, even if it is not properly composed, but because there is anantasya gunaya, the glorification of Ananta, the Supreme, the srinanti gayanti kiranti sadhu, those who are sadhu, actually, they accept it. It doesn't matter if there is little grammatical mistake or some poetical discrepancy. There are literary rules and regulations. So, Sadhu says, it doesn't matter if there is not perfect. Shankaracharya also says, nahi nahi rakshati joking kar. He cannot be saved by simply grammatical efficiency. The grammatical efficiency is second thing. The real thing is how much you are feeling for Krishna. That is what. Namani nantasya jasom kitani jar sinnanti kinnanti kara gayanti kara sadhu. So, sinnatan sabata Krishna. If we are sincerely hearing about Krishna, this very first one, samanam kirtanam Krishna, this society, we are holding classes just to give opportunity to the people. We are not putting up that they will come here and pay, then we continue and then we stop. No. Our business is to distribute the glories of the Lord. Samaram, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Therefore, it is recommended. Satam prasangam, mama bija sangam. In satsanga. Satsanga means the association of the devotees. Satam prasangam, mama bija sangam, the bhavanti jitkarnara sarva. Just contrary to this. Avaishnava mukad vinna puta hari kathamritam sabalam nakat. Those are not Vaishnava, those are not devotees. One should not hear from them. It is useless. It is waste of time. Sabalam nakatam. Sattva chishtu payodatha. Just like milk touched by the lips of a serpent, it was. You cannot say, this milk is very nice. No. Because it is touched by the leaves of the serpent, it is used. Similarly, as soon as a professional reciter or a Vaishnava reciter, without any realization, without being devotee of the Lord, recites, that should not be heard. That is restricted. That is Sanatana Goswami. Vaishnava Mukherjeena Puta Harita Dhamasana Sevanam Nakata. Because you will not derive any benefit. You go on hearing for thousands of years, thousands of years. This still will remain where you are in the beginning. But Satan Prasangatma Bija Samvita Bhavanti Vitkannarasa. So, this katha, rikatha, Krishna katha, should be heard from devotees in the association of the body. Sinnatam Sabhata, then Krishna is held. Krishna is very intelligent, more intelligent than. So he knows our heart, what for, and yet, then he'll help us. Bhitam Sadhata Jiptanam Bhajatam Kriti Bhukata Sadhani Buddhi Yuga. Krishna is there. You haven't got to search out Krishna. He is already within you. Simply he wants to see whether you are sincere. That's all. You cannot deceive. You cannot deceive Krishna. He is always present. Manumanta Upadrashta in the Bhagavad Gita. He is Upadrashta. So, Sinnatam Sakata Krishna Punnatsamana Kita. If you simply hear about Krishna from the lips of pure devotees, then it is Punnam. Seta Dakmana Vajana Bhava Mahalava Nidvapana. It will cleanse your heart. It will cleanse your heart. Sinnatam Sakata Krishna Punnatsamana Kita. Riddham Tatsa Vajrani. We have got many dirty things in our heart. Krishna will clean. Krishna is in there. Then Krishna personally clean. Then everything will be clear. Everything will be clear. You will understand. So it requires little feeling. Sāne sthita sutikatāṁ tanuvāna mano vi. Prāyaso adhitopi jitapvati taisthita kyaṁ. This statement was given by Brahma, and when it was quoted by Ramananda Raj, he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted. Sthane sthita sthitikatam sunamahana. You can remain in your position. You don't require to change your position. Not that you have to give up your household life, you have to accept sannyasa, you have to do this, that, and no. Remain your position. But try to hear from the proper source and try to understand that we make you so strong that Krishna is ajita, unconquerable, but he is conquered. He conquered. Ajitopi. Jitopasi, he becomes conquered. Because if Krishna cannot be conquered by anyone, by the demons. But he can be conquered by the devotee. Just like Jasanama, he has conquered Krishna. The whole world is trembled by Krishna's threats, but Krishna is trembling before Jasanama on the stick. So he wants to be conquered. Because everyone is praying, my dear Lord, oh, you are so great. Everyone prays like that. But no one shows his speech. But he wants, because that is also enjoyment. So sometimes he is disappointed that nobody wants me to show his speech. Therefore, he finds out such a devotee who can show his speech. Krishna is so kind. Krishna is so kind. So you can become mother of Krishna, you can become father of Krishna. What is to become one with Krishna? You become father of Krishna. The Mayavadis, they want to march into the Supreme. But we want to become father of Krishna. Why march? More than Krishna. The devotee can begin Krishna. Krishna accepts that. Yes, I shall become your child. I shall be controlled by your state. So they are not ordinary. We should not think like that. The ananda chinmaya rasa pradipa. That is Krishna's expansion of pleasant potency. Krishna wants to be controlled by Jasa Rama. Krishna wants to be controlled Because so often we think we got a right prayer. Krishna wants to give you shoes.
Radharani has darshan.
Yes.
Radharani is angry. She has refused.
He
has ordered.
He is submitted.
Don't allow Krishna to come here.
Yes.
Krishna is flattering. Child elected.
No, child cannot go.
And this is it. But at the same time, Gopi Jana Vallava. Jaya Sri Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Vallava.
The Krishna is, that is Krishna, the actual life.
He is Gopi Jana Vallava. He is Radha Madhava.
In Krivarabhas, as well as the gopis and the coward caught in distress,
still, upraises, still, Govardhan, Krivarabhas.
That is Krishna's
name. As the gopis and the coward boy and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they are sacrificed everything, they do not know anything but Krishna. Similarly, Krishna also does not know anything beyond Vrindavan.
That is Krishna.
That is Bhakti Sakamrita Sindhu, who say now, please.
Thank you.